This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started.
Welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am your host. And today I am here with a friend that I have been delighted to reconnect with, and that is Pat Weselowski. Welcome, Pat.
Thanks for having me, Felice. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and Pat, you know, you and I have had a lot of fun through the years, getting to know each other. We were on the homeschool circuit years ago when we were both getting started with our writing and publishing. So first of all, let's share a little bit about yourself and your family.
Okay. Well, my adventure into homeschooling was sort of an accident, because I have nine children, but when I just had three, my oldest was five, so I had a five-year-old, three-year-old, a one-year-old, and it became legal to homeschool in Florida. And my sister-in-law and I would joke about people who finally had a child old enough to go to school and they were going to keep them home, and what was up with that? And that's just how I thought. But I happened to go to church with Brenda Dickinson, who she, along with her husband, who's since deceased, but he's an attorney, they wrote the homeschooling law for Florida. So just to be polite, as I'm standing next to her at a social function, I said, "So why do you homeschool?" And it really was just more to be polite. But 15 minutes later, after talking to Brenda and having a reprint in my hand from Raymond Moore, my heart was really changed. And I just had this vision, and I thought, you know what, instead of thinking they're finally old enough to go to school, I thought, they're finally old enough to stay home and help, too. And I can do this. Now, my dad taught at FSU, and I have a sister that teaches at a university, and I knew there would be a lot of pressure and doubt. And so when I talked to my husband, and he, too, was equally persuaded, and we decided to tell folks we're going to give this a try, I said, you know, I went to college. I'm sure I can teach her at least till third grade. That's just going to be our starting point. We're going to kindergarten to third grade, and then we'll see how it goes, and we've never looked back. It has been wonderful, and I praise God I had somebody like Brenda Dickinson in my life, because she was a brand new, she homeschooled before homeschooling was ever even heard of, but she's very laid back, and she's very seize the moment, take the opportunity, make learning fun, don't bring the school into the home person. And even though we were tempted, and we did actually bring the school to the home because that's all we knew, and we thought it'd be cute to have a desk and an area and a time, we soon learned that life is learning. It's every day. It's all day. You don't stop it. You just have to channel it. And she was such a good mentor for that, and I've been so blessed to get started right off the bat with that. So that's my beginning.
Wow, and that's so great. And you have how many kids?
I have nine, and in a week or so, I will have nine grandchildren, and I'm actually started organizing and running a co-op for my oldest granddaughter, because her mom's the one due with a baby any day, and I said, let me do this. So we've put together an American Girl co-op. We meet once a week, and I'm loving it.
Oh, that's wonderful, and God bless you, Pat, because, you know, that's such a wonderful thing to help out our kids. I have a daughter that's homeschooling as well. As you remember, Christina, so it's really wonderful. And I have five grandchildren, just Christina.
So you are blessed as well.
Yes, it is such a blessing, and she's such a great homeschool mommy. And I have so many books that I kept because I just could not get rid of books because I was still homeschooling. And so she comes shopping in my schoolroom, and I pass on things, and it's been really fun. So, you know, what a blessing and what a legacy. And you're going to talk specifically in your new radio show, and the name of it is Co-oping Homeschool Style. And you wrote a book on putting together a co-op, plus a lot of different topics. And we'll go into your other books in just a few minutes. But let's first of all talk a little bit about what your radio show is going to cover.
Well, it's going to cover co-oping from with my definition. A lot of homeschoolers say they co-op, but what they're really doing is putting their kids in classes, and oftentimes they're segregated by age or even by the subject matter, and oftentimes the parents aren't even there. So when I'm talking about co-oping, I'm talking about literally co-oping together with other families, being in the same room, oftentimes children of all ages, working together, sharing the workload, but creating an environment that's conducive to children learning together, but honing their public speaking skills. Because as homeschoolers, there's only so much you can do at home. And putting them together with other children in a safe and friendly environment is so important, especially if you start at a really young age, because then they've never developed a fear of public speaking. And we speak every day. But how many of us were taught public speaking before college? Very few. And by then, we're petrified.
And you have, I'm listening, I'm smiling here, because you've done a lot with the Worldview Group up in Tennessee. And so that's a big focus of their ministry is public speaking. And so I think that's a great fit for what you're doing. And, you know, everybody has their own flavor of what they see their homeschool setup as being. So this is one show where you're going to share what you know, consider a well-rounded homeschool to be. So for those who are interested in co-oping and just some, you know, just different hints and also, you know, hints and tips, as well as having some guests on, you're going to have, you know, a wide variety of topics that you're covering that all, you know, deal with, you know, public speaking, and like you said, your definition of what you consider a co-op as. And this new crop of, you know, little mini schools or, you know, cooperative teaching or whatever was not in place when you and I homeschooled. So that is something that is, you know, I would say, what, the last, you know, seven years or so?
Right, right. But it has so many different faces, and I've been a part of several of them. I've been a part of a co-op that really was just classes, and I enjoyed it. My kids benefited from it. I taught a class. They went to different classes, and it was a good experience. I've also been a part of one of the classical cooperatives, which did help me better plan my co-ops later because I liked a lot of what they were doing. I did see that I think the void in so many of these classes that are offered is the an opportunity for the kids to brainstorm, to think critically, to be challenged. And you know, that's why, to me, worldview is a passion, and that comes into play because the kids need to understand the times, and they need to be willing to have conversations, but then they need to be intelligent when they have these conversations. And it, I have been amazed at some of the classes I've taught with younger children who will just spout off dogma but not have one iota of idea why they believe what they're saying, but sound like they're such an authority on it, and that's a dangerous place to be. So we want our children to be winsome, but we want them to be able to understand the issues and discuss the issues, and you can't get that just at home with your own family. You can a little, but you build upon it when you're with a group of other children and adults working together, but you have to intentionally give them the opportunity to share, to brainstorm, to work as a group, and to come out and share this information, to be bold enough to, but then to be humble and meek enough to know, well, you sounded a little arrogant there. You don't really know what you're talking about. You need to research this better. So we've created a lot of little arrogant intellectual kids in their face.
Oh, too funny. Well, we're going to take a break really quick for a short commercial, and we'll be right back.
Are you stuck in a homeschool rut? Are you tired of doing the same thing every year and want to add some pizzazz to your homeschooling adventure, but you're not sure what to do? Start a co-op. Co-oping creates a safe and friendly environment that provides essential opportunities that your children will not get otherwise. If co-oping sounds like something you'd like to try, but you have no idea how to get started, we have a show for you. Join us every other Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock for the Homeschooling Co-op Pal Show. Co-oping creates a safe and friendly environment that provides essential opportunities that your children will not get otherwise. Being intentional about co-oping will allow you to provide these opportunities in an experience that is both fun and less stressful as you share the workload with other parents. So join me every other week as we discuss the ins and outs of organizing and conducting a fun, successful, and low-stress co-op.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and I'm here with Pat Wesolowski, and we are talking about co-oping the homeschool style, and that is the show that Pat is going to be hosting and via RSS feed. So there are several ways to get hold of this show, and one is to go to the website and follow the RSS feed. There'll be a little feed button there. You can also find the show on iTunes and stream it that way. And for those of you that have smartphones, you can download apps for both the Droid and the Apple platform and the iPhone, and you can follow your podcast in that way. So you can put it on your phone, take it with you, listen on the computer, listen on feed. Lots of ways to get hold of the show. And the great thing is you can find the show, post right at that time. Currently, Pat is going to do these privately recorded, and then she will be hosting the show live. So that's important to find Pat on social media, and there's instructions on how to do that on her show page. So you'll go to the website at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com, find the really cool co-oping homeschool style button, click on that, and that will bring you to her show page. You know, as we record, Pat, we are not even live with our website, so it's really exciting that we are on the forefront of the first, as far as I know, homeschool radio network with many different show hosts. And, you know, you and I have been around a while with homeschooling, and so, you know, both of us never would have even considered this years past. But how wonderful to have had this opportunity to, get these kinds of shows when we were starting to homeschool. Wouldn't it have been wonderful?
It would have been amazing, and now with the technology, the fact that you can put it on your iPod and then plug it in your car so when you're driving you can listen, it's, what we would have given to have something like that 30 years ago.
Right. And so, you know, currently we have several shows specifically for the teens, and so, you know, as we move forward, there will be more and more, you know, specifically for the kids as the Lord brings those show hosts to us. So we're starting with our core group here, and then we'll be adding more shows. So, Pat, you know, you are an author. We did talk about that a little bit, but what have you written? So for our audience who may not know about the amazing curriculum that you wrote, and I still have on my shelves the Information Please curriculum about searching
right.
for information, which is a little bit different now, because every time I tell my kids they need to take notes or to put write things down, they tell me, oh, we can just search online. And that just
right.
does
right.
not
it
sit well with me.
Yeah, Information Please was written pre-internet, and it was to teach children how to find information from sources they could trust and to learn how to use more than just the dictionary and encyclopedias. And it was a good seller for a long time. In fact, up until a year or so ago, Rainbow Resources was still selling it, which quite amazed me, because I thought, you know, Google is a verb now. Have you Googled it? I mean, that's how people find
right.
information, including me, and it's so much quicker and easier. You just really now need to know what sources you can trust and use. So that book has really become obsolete, because the face of finding information has changed so much. But that is what introduced me into becoming an author and publishing for homeschoolers. And since then, the books I've written have all been born out of the co-ops I've organized and taught, and they're unit study style. So we have unit studies on the Civil War and on inventions and on worldviews, and we have one it's called A Cross-Cultural Cruise with books of Patricia Palacka. It's like a five in a row, but really flushed out, so parents have to do very little work using picture books for younger children, so that those who, you can use them at home individually, but if you do have a co-op, it makes your job so much easier, because so much of the work is already done for you. And we have, probably true with you too, we have file folders filled with information we plan to turn into guides, and we're working on those now, so that hopefully in the coming years there will be all sorts of unit-study guides that you can easily use in co-ops to pick the subject matter you want. So that's what we've done, that's what we're doing, and I look forward to the radio show and to sharing with more people and helping, encouraging them to have a co-op that does create a safe and friendly environment for their children to hone their public speaking skills and learn how to think critically and share information so that they can be ready to give an answer to everybody who asks for the reason for the hope they have.
Oh, awesome, Pat. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to your show and pray that it is a blessing to many.
Oh, thank you, Felice, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.